retirement easy. Securities and advisory services offered through Harbor Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Sunday's message was the higher power, the higher power. It's imperative that we know that we're not trying to do something for God. Rather, God is working through us, and we are laborers with God. Amen. So tonight we're going to talk about what I've entitled Movers and Shakers. Ask the person beside you, are you a mover and a shaker? Or just a shaker? Yes. Movers and shakers. What's interesting about this subject is that what we probably grew up bearing witness to is not necessarily the way that God operates. The ways of the world are not the ways of God. Amen. So we want to delve into that tonight. We want to truly rise to a place where we are, I'll say, movers and shakers, where we really impact our society, the spirit realm, you know, politics. You know, we're no longer just a noise, but we're a voice, and we have influence. And there's a way to do that. I believe there's a way to do that. We've studied in time past, and I've talked about agents of change. Well, that's what we're here for. We're not just here to sing, you know, songs, even though the songs are anointed and praise is a wonderful thing, but we go far beyond that. We're here to rejoice and praise and worship God in spirit and truth, but then we have assignments. We have mandates. Anything God does in the earth, he's going to do through people. Amen. Hear me. Any move of God in the earth is going to be through people, and people, specifically his church, his ecclesia, the called out ones, all right? So, let me start by just making a few statements here. We are joining God in his agenda. If we're truly going to be movers and shakers, we have to understand we're not trying to just do, you know, I got an idea, so I'm going to do something. No, we're joining God in his agenda, not simply going out and doing a work for God. Amen. We've seen a lot of that in years gone by. All right. Now, we are responding, and this is important when we pursue God or press into what we believe is our destiny and our purpose. We are responding to God's initiative to join him. Sometimes people go way before God and they pray and asking God to bless, they miss. You're asking God to come in and bless what you're doing. And there's a measure of mercy and grace there, but that's not what we're here for. Ultimately, we are joining, we're responding to an invitation from God. That's why I tell people all the time, stay in your grace, where God can talk to you. Don't just because, you know, the Joneses did it, we're going to do it. I can do it. The Jones did it. Mr. Jones did it. I'm doing it. I got more education than him. I can do it too. Well, go right ahead. You'll find that God's not going to bless the mess. Where God guides, he provides. And not just money, but everything you need. Open doors, right people, influence, favor. His yoke is easy, his burden is light. Now, God always, as I said earlier, God always works through people to accomplish his work on the earth. Look at somebody and tell them, that would be you. Now, the thing about movers and shakers or change agents, they always impact the status quo. Status quo, nominal, carnal Christians won't take a liking to you very much because you disturb them. You disturb their status quo. You rock their boat. You ain't normal. You don't fit in. You're too loud. It don't take all that. Hear me. Those that are going to be movers and shakers always, you know, you're not necessarily out to make somebody mad. You're just serving God as you know him. You're just moving in the anointing on your life. David made his wife Michal angry when he danced with all his strength before the Lord. David took his crown off, took his robe off, had on the ephod, and danced. Now, if you look in the Hebrew, in the original Hebrew, the inference is that he danced with the Lord. It's like the Lord was there dancing with him. See, we could say we don't stop dancing, we just change partners. That boogaloo you that boogaloo you used to do in the twist. Now twist with the Lord. See, don't lose your dance because you got in the church. Now you stiff as a board. Used to boogaloo. Change agents. Now here, movers and shakers or change agents. There's an inner, I'm going to use that word interactively. Change agents or movers and shakers. They cause tipping points in culture. They cause stuff. That's why they're change agents. They cause stuff to tip or to change. And you have to understand that God has called you to be a change agent. Anything in your pathway, in your domain, in the course of your vision and what God has called you into, that's not like God, you have authority. We're talking about authority. You have authority. It may not change overnight, but you have authority to be a change agent. Something in your life you don't like, you can change it. Hello? Why just put up with it and just let it eat you up, send you to the grave early? You can change it. You're a change agent. Let me give you some examples. These were change agents that were they caused tipping points in culture. Some of them not so good. Take one, for example, Adolf Hitler. How about Saddam Hussein? How about Charles Darwin? Evolution. How about Madeleine O'Hara? One woman, 1963, had prayer taken out of school. So you see, understand, it didn't take a whole large army and force. One woman got it taken out of school. So you see the power, whether negative or positive, for that a mover and a shaker carries if they mean business. We also had, more recently, Ellen DeGeneres. You've heard me talk about that and what happened on TV in 1997 that changed the course of television, opening up to certain evil spirits. Then on the positive side, we had, remember Rosa Parks, who refused to sit in the back of the bus. One woman started a movement. Something started from there that changed culture. How about Martin Luther King Jr.? How about Nelson Mandela? How about Winston Churchill? The list goes on and on and on. But down through history, there's only about 3,000 of them, period, that have changed the course of culture and history. So it didn't take the multitude, 3,000, not all the billions of people that have lived, that have truly impacted and changed society. Now, Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse number 2, we're going to get into, I think, the meat of this message. Deuteronomy chapter 8. Let's start at verse number 1, where the scripture says, "All the commandments which I command thee this day shall you observe to do, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord swore unto your fathers." Verse 2 says, "And you shall remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness. Okay, speaking to Israel, of course, this is old covenant, but the example is there for us. He led them 40 years in the wilderness. Number one, he says, to humble you. I made a statement earlier, that the ways of God are not the ways of the world. And many times people misconstrue. And we'll look deeper into that. But he says, the first thing I need to do was humble you. And as I humbled you, I wanted to prove you. In the wilderness, I wanted to prove you to know what was in your heart. The heart is revealed in the wilderness. Whether you would keep his commandments or no. All right, so God led. Now it says God led them 40 years. When they first, the Israelites first came out of Egypt, God took them a certain way. He could have taken them another way through what was known as Kadesh Barnea, and it was an 11-day journey to where they were headed. But the Lord knew that the Philistines were encamped in that region, and Israel was not ready for war. They would have turned back and ran all the way back to Egypt. So God took them another way. It was an 11-day journey. And they didn't make it in. That generation never made it in. But they spent 40 years wandering because, number one, God couldn't humble them. Every time something came up, they played the blame game, or they wanted to go back to Egypt, or they would curse God, or somebody. See, the whole purpose of God bringing them out and leading them that way was to humble them. And then to prove them. To see what was in their heart, and to see if they would keep God's commandment in the wilderness. They never did. Not that generation. They never did. They always murmured, complained, wanted to go back, accused Moses, cursed God, you know, blamed God. You name it. You know the stories. But they never made it in. But the first thing God needed or wanted to do was humble them. Preparation for shakers and movers, number one, involve character development. About 5, and then someone said amen twice. We like it now. Yesterday. Give it to me. No, character development takes some time. Iron has to sharpen iron a lot of times. Amen. Here's the wonderful thing, though. This is what we must understand. Jesus learned obedience through what he suffered, right? I want you to catch this. I've taught this before. I don't think many have really caught hold of it. But once he learned obedience, the suffering ended. It wasn't suffering anymore. Somebody will get that later. See, once you truly learn obedience, it's not that you don't go through things, but you go through like it's water off a duck's back. You're like, now you know how to rejoice. And not just pretend, but you are really rejoicing. When the disciples were beaten in Acts chapter 4, when they were beaten, they left the presence of the council rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name's sake. How could they be rejoicing? They had learned obedience.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Now enrolling Synergy School of Tomorrow Junior College in St. Lucie County, grades 6 through 12. Synergy is a college preparatory and vocational school that offers students who graduate a high school diploma with the potential of earning an AA degree or vocational certifications in pre-med, technology, culinary, cosmetology, and more. Synergy Magnet is a proud partner of WCNO. Synergy School of Tomorrow accepts all state scholarships.